people settle down, you can explain to Maharaj that these are all people that are part of the local world, all the things that are
okay.
Well, whatever you think about.
Yeah, but that's what all these people are. They're your friends.
They're people that I'm cultivating.
Oh, good.
Feel nothing. Be careful.
Anybody else? Careful.
Radhika. Thank you.
Take this.
Thank
you. Can you give it to Pakodhi?
They are all friends.
Huh?
They are all your guests. Are friends of Maheshwar Prabhu. Yeah. He's helping them to progress in bhakti.
Look and see.
One more gentleman is coming.
John?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in the walk. Maybe he went to the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, John was
Oh.
You're all great.
Yes.
They came so quickly. They heard you were here, and they just came. We did not even know.
You called her, they came themselves.
Yes, they just came themselves. They just came, I did not know.
Maheshwar.
Maheshwar.
I apologize. I said you were here and they all wanted to come.
He grabbed them all. You must come.
They all wanted to meet with you. When they heard that you are here, they wanted to meet you.
Supreme Lord is Krishna. In a second he can demolish whole universe and create millions of universes. He is very qualified. Out of mercy for us, he has invested all his power, all his mercy, all his qualities in his name. So name are as powerful as Krishna is. सो महामंत्र हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम 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 हरे। In these names, Krishna has fulfilled all his qualities. Everything in these names. So, we should try to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then our life will be successful. And if you are not chanting his name, his meditation is everything. Whether you are a doctor, whether you are a
scientist,
scientist, no use. You'll have to come again in these species of so many animals, birds, creatures. So before death, we should chant Hare Krishna name and be happy forever.
All of us have to die.
Uh-huh.
All of us will have to die. How to prepare so that we will have no fear? We will have very easy transition from this body.
We should always chant Hare Krishna. Meditate Krishna. And there are 9 kinds of bhakti. You will have to follow. And easily your birth will be successful and Krishna Dut will come and take you to Golok Vrindavan.
Messengers of Krishna, they will come and take you there where we eternally will be happy. If we follow this practice of bhakti, then there are 9 processes. Hearing, chanting, remembering, associating with like-minded persons, and performing services, and giving ourselves completely, our heart and soul, everything to Krishna, making friendship with him. That is your question?
Suppose
yeah.
There is no death.
Yes.
And you might remain in your body forever and ever in another place.
Right.
But not up there. The end change.
Have no change?
He's telling, if we accept there is no death and we will always be eternally existing in not this body but in another body, is that possible?
Same body.
In this body?
Same body, different place.
In body?
But not up, down.
Cannot tolerate frame. So, this material body is changed and transcendental body comes. And then we will go to Supreme Lord.
If this body is perishable, it cannot experience transcendental love. When we obtain a transcendental body, then we will have a transcendental loving relationship with Supreme Lord, and no death, no birth, no old age, no disease. Always loving affection and wonderful relationship. You have a question? You want to ask anything?
I wanted to ask, how does one become a better devotee? How does one get in deeper?
How to improve our bhakti? We are all devotees of Krishna. How can we become better devotees?
Then satsanga. Good satsanga.
Good association with saintly persons.
Is needed.
Is necessary.
Without satsanga, we cannot progress. So better where Harikatha is going? You should attend. And thus gradually you will develop.
Thank you.
I have a question. What about the people who just do silent meditation?
What is their destiny? Their destiny, or
what
will happen?
They just do silent meditation. They think it's all in the silence.
They don't chant any mantra.
They just sit silently.
What will happen to those persons who meditate on void? They don't chant, they only think
silence.
They are not speaking, moan.
One day they will have to come and to chant and do his duty. In Mathura, there was a
India,
director Mathura. Of medicine. He used to do tilak, and he used to come and sit in office. So one day they will have to chant, remember his qualities as Prahlad Maharaj has told. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pad Sevanam, Archanam Bandanam, Datsam Saksham Atmani. This we will have to do in this life or previous coming life?
Next life. Shravanam is hearing. Kirtanam, these are Sanskrit words. Kirtanam means glorification or chanting. Remembering is smaranam. Yeah. Padasevanam means to serve the devotees and to serve Krishna. Archanam is worshipping, by incense or flowers, offering. Vandanam, offering prayers, glorification, Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. Then Sakyam, becoming friends with Krishna. We all have eternal relationship with Krishna by constitution. To develop that, it is our inherent potency to do that. So we can become friends means I am yours, Krishna, I am completely yours. And then at the end, Achanam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, completely give ourselves, surrender ourselves completely to Krishna's desire, what he wants for us. And he wants us to be happy always.
Go away.
What do you say?
Go away, Mother. I'll warm it
Does our wisdom come from Krishna?
Our wisdom, our realization, our knowledge, it comes from Krishna originally?
Yes. From there.
He's the origin of everything. And if we come closer, all good things
there
will manifest.
There is only one God. No two gods, Supreme Lord. So everything coming from Krishna.
So everything's coming from Krishna and also to go back to Krishna? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to him also. Sooner or later we all go back to Krishna.
Individual.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Still, doctor is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's still here.
He will take some prasadam and then he will go.
Take care of him. Need the chair?
Mm-hmm. I needed a chair to get up. Thank you so much.
He has beautiful eyes.
He says you have beautiful eyes.
Hare Krishna.